Y'all never grew anything else down right there, Mike?
Oats, no. Oats was grown, but mostly as a winter patch, maybe for the milk cow or a few hogs.
Yeah.
Very little oat was ever thrashed. Very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
Corn was about the only. You know, I'm talking about childhood days.
Yeah.
Not talking about today.
You never grew anything else down there, like
cotton? Yeah, cotton and sweet potatoes.
Okay, and tell me about cotton, about raising cotton, the work you did, would you mind? When it came up, you...
Well, the only thing I can remember the best was picking, because that was the roughest, picking the cotton.
Yeah.
But we'd pick cotton.
Yeah, those big old, what kind of sacks?
Big old cotton sacks, just with a strap around your neck, and pick cotton. I picked cotton with my daddy and mother and brothers and sisters.
Tough work.
I had to pick as much as 200 pounds in a day.
That's very good for somebody.
As a child, yeah. You know. I'd say I was 12 years old, 10, 12 years old.
Yes.
And when we get through picking our cotton, I'd go help the farmers, and they'd pay me 75 cents to pick 100 pounds.
You make about $1.50 a day, you know, good.
Man, that was top wages.
Oh boy.
But that meant getting up at daylight till sun.
And working until
sundown. That was and I had to make a special effort to pick that much. And you had to have a very good cotton crop, so you didn't have to look for the cotton, just pick.
Now, when the cotton was, in other words, just run your hand through it?
Just
go through the bush.
Yeah. Right.
When the cotton was up, came up out of the ground, then it would do what? How would they tend to? So they would...
Well, the biggest, the hardest job was the hoeing, you know. It would take from 2 to 3 hoeing a season. You know when the hoeing was?
So you were out doing what?
You hoeing cotton. Partner, that's hard work. Especially in the rainy season.
Did they ever thin it out or anything like that?
Yeah, the first hoeing was called chopping. In other words, you're spacing it. So the cotton stalks would be about, from anywhere from 6 to 8, 10 inches apart, depending on the strength of your land. If you had good fertile land, well, you could put your cotton closer. If your land was not too rich, you had to put it further apart. Because there was hardly any chemical fertilizer in those days. The only fertilizer was barnyard manure.
And you had to carry that out there?
Oh yeah. Put it there with a shovel.
You carry it out there in a what?
In a wagon. Load it on a wagon with a shovel and then go down the road and put it there. With the shovel again. And the cotton would sell for a dime a pound. That was a terrific price. 500 pound bale of cotton.
10?
500 pound at 10 cents. $50.
About mid-July, you got in there. When it couldn't get in the cotton anymore, it was...
That's when the cotton would start opening. July.
Yeah, that's when it was... You say the cotton was...
It started opening.
Yeah, but that was when you... You didn't do any more work in it. You said the
right lay by.
Lay by.
Yeah.
Now you grew cotton in them. Did y'all have a big?
Well, my daddy would generally make 4 or 5 bales of cotton a year, plus sweet potatoes. But my daddy always was interested in cattle. He always had quite a few cattle.
Yes.
Quite a few cattle.
So he grew.
But then he'd kill the cattle and slaughter them under the tree and deliver the meat like to the college in Grand Coteau and
the what?